Second Chronicles chapter 36. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Hosiah, and made him king in his father's stead in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And the king of Egypt put him down at Jerusalem, and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim, his brother, king over Yehuda and Jerusalem, and turned his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz, his brother, and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Elohim. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried of the vessels of the house of Yahweh to Babylon, and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and his abominations that he did, and that which was found in him, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yehuda. And Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his stead. Jehoiakim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh. And when the year was expired, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Babylon with the goodly vessels of the house of Yahweh, and made Zedekiah his brother king over Yehuda and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh his Elohim, and did not humble himself before Yirmiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by Yahweh. But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart from turning to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and all the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of Yahweh, which he had set apart in Jerusalem. And Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, sent to them through his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of Yahweh, and despised his words, and misused his prophets, until the wrath of Yahweh rose up against his people till there was no remedy. For this reason he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man or him that stooped for age. He gave them all to his hand. And all the vessels of the house of Yahweh, great and small, and the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of Yahweh, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all the palaces of it with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels of it. And them that escaped from the sword he carried away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh spoke by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has Yahweh, Elohim of heaven, given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Yehuda. Who is there among you of all his people? Yahweh his Elohim be with him, and let him go up there. End of chapter.